From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Queen Latifah has one of the more interesting resumes in entertainment. Rap music performer, sitcom star, talk show host, and more than two dozen films, including Chicago, for which she earned an Oscar nomination for her full-throttle portrayal of Mama Morton. Her latest project continues to stretch her career in new directions.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all the while. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you, baby, by my side.
The CD is called Queen Latifah, the Dana Owens album. That's her given name. It's a collection of standards, and she explains that she looked for music that would suit her voice and her musical tastes.
I loved Dinah Washington. I loved Sarah Vaughan. I liked a big band sound. I liked to watch, you know, Bing Crosby and hear him sing on TV. And I just loved music, period. And I don't even know if I answered the question. I'm off dreaming about when I was a kid.
I was so interested to hear you listen to your early musical influences, and I was wondering how someone who grew up listening to Bing Crosby and Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington turned into a rap artist.
Well, I was also a kid, you know, and rap was just coming along when I was a kid, and it was getting bigger and bigger, and it just seemed to be something that I could do. It seemed like all my friends that I met in high school, they all could rap. They sort of taught me how to rap, and it was a way to express myself.
You have two songs on the CD by Dinah Washington, another woman known as the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to boast that she could sing anything. Anything you put in front of her, she could sing. Has she been a role model for you? Do you see similarities between the two of you?
I don't know if I know enough about Dinah Washington personally to say that we have a bunch of similarities. But I do think in terms of the songs that we're willing to take a shot on, I think we may have a similarity there. I'm willing to take a chance and record anything that feels good to me.
What do you feel when you sing a Dinah Washington song like Baby Get Lost?
What I feel is I feel the power of the song because it's written to be a song that you can belt if you want. But the music is written in a way that the band has energy. Like, for me, a lot of these songs are really like duets with the band. They get to have as much fun on these songs as I do. So when I sing a song like that, it allows me to enjoy that energy.
Yes, you're a fine, mellow fellow, but you're stubborn as a mule. You love me like an angel, but you treat me like a fool. Two-faced daddy, hey, don't have me no double cross.
I love that line. Two-faced daddy. Who am I dealing with, you or the other you?
Now, when people listen to the CD, they will hear a different quality to your voice. Is this something that you've trained yourself to do in recent years, following your role as Mama Morton in Chicago and jazz singer Liz Bailey in Living Out Loud?
Yeah.
Following that, did you go back for further voice training, or is this something that you've always had inside of you, but you just are now, you know, pushing it out there in a different way?
Honestly, it's the first time I'm really getting to do this. I've always had this voice in me. I haven't taken any formal training. Actually, I thought that I was going to need a vocal coach on this album just because it's my first time and I've never really done it. But 9 times out of 10, I would just go in that booth and feel that song. And whatever came out was cool with me because I don't necessarily want perfection.
Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trouble of hearts could only be.
I'm a bit of a chameleon because my voice sort of changes for whatever song I'm singing. When I sing Lush Life, I sound totally different than what I sound like on Baby Get Lost, because that song, I really went there. My mind is in France somewhere in some little cafe. Whatever's on my mind is where the voice kind of goes generally.
You have a duet on the CD with Al Green. Now, that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, it did. And that's another thing. Like, sometimes my voice gets rusty. It gets a little husky. But it works for certain songs, I think, better. Like, sometimes my voice can be really, really clear. Almost too clear. To the point where I can't control it as much. But when it gets a little bit of rust on it, a little bit of, you know, a late night or a early morning or too much talking on set, too many lines, it gets just enough of a huskiness that gives it a richness to me that works perfectly for songs like Simply Beautiful.
What about the way you love me?
What about the way you love me?
Ooh, and what about the way you squeeze me?
What about the way you squeeze me?
Oh, it's simply beautiful.
What a gift for him to come in on that record, and people like him being on that song and giving his stamp of approval let me know I was going in the right direction, because that's his song. You know, he doesn't have to be on that song, and if it's not good, he's not going to be on it.
One last very, very quick question. This is called Queen Latifah, the Dana Owens album. What does that say about you?
You know what, in a funny way, I think I've always been trying to show people who I really am. There's a whole lot left for you to know about me, but I've been trying to spoon feed people who I am, because I don't think I could give it to everybody all at once. They wouldn't even believe me if I told them, hey, I can sing, I can rap, I can dance, I can act, I can be a business person. How do you tell someone that and have them take you seriously? Everything I've been doing, I've been trying to slowly show and grow. And hopefully I'll be able to continue to do that and, you know, just allow my world to just grow bigger and better.
Well, I for one can't wait to see what's next. Thanks.
Me too.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you. This has been great.
Queen Latifah. Her latest CD is called Queen Latifah, the Dana Owens album.
I'm so crazy, Daddy.
You can hear more songs from the album at our website, npr.org.
Well, James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to with me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.